I'd like to talk about first-person writing. Certainly in the first group that went through the applied leadership module, there was some concern and a little confusion about what first-person writing is. First-person writing is a question of using the I at the beginning of a statement or at the beginning of a paragraph or at the beginning of a sentence. But what underpins the use of that I is the sense that you are trying to convey in a first-person piece of writing something about your own lived experience, something about your own subjective meaning of the world, or of part of your work as a manager or as a leader. The key to first-person writing is that it differs from a narrative slightly in the way that a narrative is not always given from the author's perspective. A narrative, a story, can be told through a character, it can be told through a narrator. The purpose of first-person writing is to put an I in front of the feeling, the thought, or the idea you're trying to convey. And in that way, it feels authentic to the reader. Authentic in terms of your own lived experiences. And that is really what we're trying to assess in the Applied Leadership module. How do you know what it is you claim that you know about your management style, your leadership style, and your potential? And that's what we're trying to get you to inquire into. And as one of my colleagues, Jane, would put it, this is a process of self-inquiry. And the I is really important to self-inquiry. I have to be prepared to look at myself, to look inwards, and then when I come out with a statement, I manage fairly and within an ethical framework, you know exactly why you're saying that, because you understand the values that inform the way you act.